When the avalanche occurred about 5 p.m., the three climbers were in what's called the Central Gully, says Joe Lentini, a team leader for the Mountain Rescue Service who helped with the rescue. He says snow rushing down the mountain was about waist deep.
The type of avalanche that knocked them over and took them away.
They weren't buried, but they were carried about 800 feet down the mountain. And that kind of wild ride impresses even the veterans of the Mountain Rescue Service.
Just hearing, you know, like how far they went is sort of terrifying to us.
The climbers included Keith Zier of Brooklyn, New York. He's a Marine who lost his leg as the result of an IED in Iraq. He was climbing to help raise funds for special operations veterans who've been wounded. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.